going to ask you to turn your Bibles, ask everybody to stand by the reference reading of God's Word. So 2 Corinthians. Amen. 2 Corinthians. We thank the Lord for the instrument players. Deacon Coleman, he does such an excellent job on the keyboard. Amen. Amen. I believe his heart is really into that. He plays with his heart. And we thank Trayvon for helping us out on the drums. I'm sure Sister Tiffany is glad to get some breaks from their drums. She's been really faithful to the, amen. But we thank the Lord for the Lord sending other people in our midst to give us, amen, to help us out. When God sends people in your midst, he's not just sending people in your midst. That's to be sending people in your midst. He's sending, so everybody's able to do something, you know. Amen. We thank the Lord for every praise, every testimony. Amen. Everything is going up to the glory of God. Amen. We praise God for all things and everything. I want to ask you to turn your Bibles to 2 Corinthians. 2 Corinthians. And I'm going to go. Then I'm going to back to it later. But I got three other books we're going to go to. 2 Corinthians, the chapter 2 and verse 14. Unless everybody's standing for the reading of God's word, they can't stand. We'll stand. Amen. If you don't have a Bible or don't have anything, look on with somebody. It's always good to know the word and read the word. Know what's there for yourself, not what somebody says. So you always know, I read that and I know that's in there. Okay, everybody there? 2 Corinthians chapter 2 and verse 14. It says, now thanks be unto God, which always, can somebody say always? Always causes us to triumph in Christ. All right, and now we want to backtrack and go to, we don't have to really backtrack. Just want to go to 2 Corinthians, the third chapter. Yeah, we do want to go back just a little bit. Huh? Yeah, the first one was 2 and 14. And the next one is 2 Corinthians 3 and 7. So I think I must have wrote down the wrong thing. Well, that's all right. I'm going to get back to it. No, I was right. 3 and 7. We're going to go to that one next. It's really just over the next page. I had kind of switched some things around here. That's why I got a little mixed up there. 2 Corinthians, we're still in 2 Corinthians, but the third chapter and verse 7 through 10. We have that? Amen. But we have this treasure in earthen vessels that the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us. We are troubled on every side, yet not distressed. We are perplexed, but not in despair. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Cast down, but not destroyed. Always bearing about in the body the dying of the Lord Jesus. That the life also of Jesus might be manifested in our bodies. Amen. And we're going to ask you to turn to one more other scripture, and that's in 1 John. Always talking about that last John, pretty much back in the back. Amen. Before you get to Revelations. Amen. All right. 1 John chapter 5 and verse 4 and 5. When you have that, would you say amen? For whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. And this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. You can be seated in the presence of the Lord. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading of his word. Amen. We're going to talk about today, God always causes us to triumph in him. Amen. God always, amen. I got a few amens. Maybe I have to keep talking so we can know what we're talking about here today. Amen. God always causes us to triumph in him. Amen. To triumph means to win. Amen. He gives us the victory. Amen. That means you have prevailed against your enemies, or you have prevailed against whatever that seemed like it was prevailing against you. God causes us to win. God causes us to have victory. Amen. And he causes us to prevail. Amen. It said, thanks be unto God. Amen. We don't have nobody else to give thanks to. Nobody can make you win, help you to win like the Lord. Amen. Amen. It's just simply like the song said, can nobody do you like Jesus? Amen. And your mother can't do you like Jesus. Your father can't do you like Jesus. Your sisters, your siblings, children, spouses. Nobody can do you like Jesus. Amen. Amen. And your heart should be always a place for Jesus. Amen. When you have that place in your heart always for Jesus, amen, you can prevail in life with anything else. But if other things have your heart and Jesus not in there, those other things are going to prevail against you. Amen. Because Jesus is the foundation. Amen. When he's in your heart and he's in you and you in him. Amen. That's the best way it can ever be. Amen. And even when you, if you're another one single and you don't have a mate, honey, you want to make sure that Jesus is still in your heart, the greatest of anything. Amen. Because he'll help you to stay in a marriage. Amen. Amen. Jesus is the glue. Amen. That sticks a marriage together. Amen. To keep it to stay together. Amen. Glory, they'll take him out of your life and you'll find out. Amen. Glory to God. Jesus is the one to help you keep your head on straight. Amen. Keep you in your right mind. Amen. To give you the peace you need and to give you the joy you need in the midst of sorrow and hope for tomorrow. Glory to God. Keep him near in your heart. Somebody give God the amen. And it say this, now thanks be unto God which always, you know, I just kind of circled that word always. And I have to be reminded of this myself. Amen. Not sometime, he always. That's why I told you to say, so somebody say always. That means all the time, every time, all the time. He always give you the victory to triumph. Amen. Glory to God. God will always give you the only reason that you will not triumph in God if you do it things your way and you're not listening to the Lord. But when you're listening to him, he's in you and you and him and y'all connected, he gonna cause you to win every single time. Somebody give God the praise. It said, now be thanks be unto God. We don't have nobody else to give praise to. Didn't nobody bring you through no trial? Didn't nobody pay your bills for you? Didn't nobody heal your body for you? Amen. Somebody said, well, somebody did pay my bills. You paid them if you worked. But God, if he didn't give you your health and strength, you wouldn't been able to pay your bills either. Somebody needed to give God the praise. So we praise. We people serve God. They serve him. They feel like I serve him when I need you. But a real smart person would think like this, I need you all the time. Amen. Somebody give God the praise. Because if he don't wake you up this morning, you wouldn't be started on your way. If he don't wake me up this morning, I wouldn't start. You know, if God didn't touch you with his finger of love and say, wake up, my child, you've been still laying there. Somebody would have found you laying there, a dead corpse. You better say amen today. Amen. Somebody give God a praise. We don't know how real God is. Amen. Don't you know some people didn't get up this morning? Glory to God. Some family member was sad because their family member didn't get up this morning. Somebody ought to give God the praise. We take life for granted. We should not take life for granted. We ought to give God praise all the time. Amen. Woke you up this morning. Started you on your way. Gave you your health and strength. Some people wake up and they don't have health and strength. Some people wake up and don't know who in the world they are. They don't have the right mind. You ought to thank God. Somebody ought to give God the praise. Woke us up this morning. Started us on our way. And it say he always, not some of the times. Sometimes the way we look at the Lord is because that's what our small thinking. We have small thinking or almost no thinking. Because when you really don't know how God is and what his character is until you read his word. You don't know anything about the Lord until you study the word. Because when you study the word, you're studying the attributes of what God is like. If you don't, nothing else can give you an illustration of what God is like. Nothing else beside his word. So that means if you don't take time to read the word, you don't take time to study the word, you don't really know what God is like. You just going by what you heard, but you really don't know what God is like. Amen? Amen. Glory to God. And I'm so glad he's not a man that he should lie. God don't tell. How many know God don't tell lies? We tell lies, but God don't tell lies. If God spoke something to you, he is able to do what he say he would do. And he would do what he say he would do. Amen. He always causes us to triumph in him. Amen. We don't have victory in our own self. We can't get through some things on our own with our own mind. We can't even wrap our minds around it and try to figure how we're going to get through it. We just don't know. But when we, amen, when we give it to him, the Bible said, cast all your cares upon the Lord because he cared for you. Amen. When we cast all our cares upon the Lord, said, Lord, I don't want to worry about this. I don't want to worry about this time in my life. Even, you know, I didn't get arrived to this place where I'm at overnight. It took some time. It took some years and time for me to get where I'm at, even in my spiritual life. Amen. You don't get somewhere all at once. You got to learn God's ways. It takes a process of learning, and I'm still learning. Amen. But this time in my life, I just don't want a lot of care or no care upon me. Cares me that never was worries and anxieties and stuff. As quick as that stuff come up on me, I tell the Lord about it. And if it look like it won't go, I tell the Lord about it again. I keep telling to the Lord about it till it's off of me. I don't want it on me. I don't want my own cares upon me, and I sure don't want nobody else cares upon me. If somebody talk to you and tell you about something, you say, "Well, I'm gonna pray for you about it," but God don't expect you to go worried about their stuff. You can't even handle your own stuff. Why are you going to pick up all the cares of somebody else's stuff? That's crazy. Yeah. You're not God. You're not designed. Your mind, you're about to lose your own mind. How are you going to pull together to try to help somebody else? Who you think you are? Amen. Somebody give God the praise. There's too many people carrying other people's loads and concern, and they're about to lose their own mind. Amen? Glory to God. Glory to God. God wants you to cast all of your cares. And they will come. And they will go. Amen. They will come and they will go. You'll cast your care. And as soon as you cast your care, something else will come. Or either that same one will come back. Amen. But one thing about it. When you really cast it like it needs to be cast, that is gone. When how you know you casting your cares upon the Lord? Because you're not continuing to worry about the same thing. When you continue to worry about the same thing, I'm not going to say it don't come to your mind. I'm not going to say it's not going to float over your mind or it's come through your mind. But as quick as it come, amen, you should be able to say, "I already talked to God about that, and I cast that down again. Satan, I rebuke you in Jesus' name." You know, worry, anxiety, all that stuff don't come from the Lord. It come from the devil. The devil will wake you up out of your sleep to worry you. Before you go to sleep, he'll worry you. In your dreams, he'll worry you. Before you can get up out the bed, he'll worry you. Amen. We think this is a normal thing. That's not normal. That's the devil. You need to cast down that imagination. Amen. But I'm going to tell you, if all you've been doing is talking on your phone, getting with your buddies, and you ain't been getting into the word, and you ain't getting no prayer, it's hard to get that off of you. Amen. Somebody give God the praise. Amen. Somebody wave your hand and give God the praise. Amen. Little preaching and teaching. Amen. People, amen. It's all right to preach and teach, but you want a skilled teacher. You want a skilled preacher. Somebody that's actually been through something, they can tell you. And if you listen, your labors, you won't have to go through as much stuff that you would go to if you listen. Because what it took them 10 years to get, you can get it in 2 seconds. But if you, amen, you got a closed spirit. A closed spirit means everything is shut down. It's like you see me sitting here, but I can't hear nothing. I can't perceive nothing. I'm not here. I'm not really here. So you get nothing. That's a closed spirit. That means I'm not letting nothing in. Nothing come in, nothing going out. So you stay in your same dilemmas. Somebody give God the praise. Amen. Somebody give God the praise.
Thank you, Lord.
He always causes us to triumph. And I'm so glad when I can't see the victory and I feel like I don't see my way through, that God tells me, "I will get you through that." Amen. God said, "I will get you through that." Amen. But God didn't tell you to look at an exam and see if you're going to come through, because most time you look at an exam and see you're going to come through, you're not coming through. And sometimes we try another solution, try to break out with something there, and it still don't work. Because you know what? If God got something in this design and your name on it to go through, honey, I don't care how much you run around and trying to get out of it. Amen. It's going to come. We're going to be standing right on there waiting on you. Can I get amen? You want to run away from a hard to get along boss, a hateful person. Amen. I'm going to work somewhere else. I'm going here. I can put up with that. Amen. They go over there every day. You see a bigger devil over there. God said, "Get back over there." Did I tell you to go anywhere? Did I tell you to do anything? Amen. Somebody give God the praise. Amen. He's not the author of confusion. He doesn't bring bad things to us, but sometimes he will allow whatever you're going through, amen, to develop you. That trial and test is not for nobody else. Sometimes we may look and say, "I wish I had their problem." They don't know what I go through. You don't wish you had nobody's problem, because you may not be able to do nobody else's problem. Amen. You might think it might look easy, but it's not. God knows that you really couldn't do it. Amen. Because he said he would not allow you to be tempted above that which you're able to be. So sometimes we think, we tell the Lord, I can't do this. I can't do that. And God is saying, yes, you can. Because I would not have allowed it. If I thought it was going to take you out of here, I would not have allowed it. Somebody give God the praise. What we need to be saying, Lord, what are you trying to tell me? Lord, how are you working on me? Lord, I surrender. I submit my will unto you. Because God, if he allowed it, honey, he allowed it for a reason. Because if you can look at the book of Job, amen, glory to God. God allowed Job, he was an upright man. Job did things to please the Lord. He was a righteous man. And look at all the hell that he went through. But he had to get permission from the Lord. The devil had to get permission from the Lord. And the Lord allowed him to take Job through what he went through. But he said, do not mess with his life. Job went through a whole lot. Amen. God would not allow us to be tempted. And I forget even when I'm going through my trials and tests. Some things you'd be like, what in the world is this? How did I come up about this? What is going on? The Bible says, thinking not strange concerning the fiery trials that come to try you. That's why people, they need to go to church. They need to be saved. They need to hear what the words have said. Because living in this life alone, this life alone will about take you out of here. You need to hear the voice of God and whoever God's using to speak life, that this is life and hope beyond this world down here. People get up every day, they go to work, and they think, this is, I got to make $100. I got to make $1. I got to do all the overtime and get nothing for your soul. And before you know, the devil about wiped you almost out of here. You have nothing on the inside, standing up on the inside to push the pressures of life on the outside. Somebody give God a praise. Amen. The God that calls us, always causes us to win, always causes us to triumph. And it says in the seventh verse, it says, of the third chapter, it says, but we have this treasure in earthen vessels. What is the treasure? God's spirit. The treasure is God's spirit. We have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us. God is saying, you have this treasure, his spirit, in your earthen vessels. And he said, amen, that the power that works on the inside of you and through you is of God, is not of yourself. Amen. And he began to let us know. He said, I understand. He said, we are troubled. Amen. How many know we're troubled? We're troubled. Amen. I'm troubled. We're troubled not on one side, but every side. Amen. Trouble over here. Trouble over there. Trouble in front of you. Trouble in back of you. Trouble, trouble, trouble all around. We're troubled on every side. But God said, not without hope, not distressed. Amen. We're not washed out. We get down, but we're not washed out. We're perplexed. We're confused. Sometimes we don't understand what's going on with us. That means we're perplexed. We really don't understand what in the world is this going on with me now. But not in despair. We're not without hope. Despair means there's no hope. Amen? When you have the Lord in your life, God will not leave you in despair. That's what God is there on the inside. Despair means that there's no need for me to wake up to see tomorrow. I have no hope. I can't see my way up, and I done gave up. A despair person will actually give up life. That's why you say some people, amen, take their lives and stuff. They say, I can't stand another day of this. And I mean the deepest thing, when you hurt on the inside, somebody give God a praise. When you hurt on the inside, there's a different hurt from the outside. You can feel like a hole's in your heart. Somebody give God the praise. When something actually hurts you on the inside, you can feel a deep wound like somebody stabs you down on the inside. Amen. Amen. It's a hole. And sometimes the hole can be so big, there can't nobody fulfill that place. Amen. It takes God, amen, to dump his love in that big hole in your heart. Somebody give God the praise. We all done experienced places. Glory to God that you might have told nobody. I've been there. It's been places that I didn't tell people about. Because you tell people something, they think you're crazy. When you feel like there's a big hole right there, Lord, there needs to be filled. There's a hole. It could be a hole of hurt. It could be a hole of pain. It could be a hole of loneliness. It could be a hole of everything. And you say, Lord, fill this hole. I can't take this. This hurts. That hurts. How many know God is a filler? He can fill that place.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
People in the world don't know God. They drinking alcohol, type of alcohol. They trying to fill that hole and still can't fill it. Till the devil put them in a casket and take them on out of here. Some people, glory to God, on drugs. Trying to fill that hole. Somebody did something to them when they was a child. Messed with their mind. Hallelujah, they never was right. They trying to fill that hole. Somebody walked out your life trying to fill that hole. How that boho shabaka so baka say. Somebody give God the praise.
Thank
you. Hallelujah, with the psychiatric people, they can't do nothing but treat a symptom. They can't treat that hole. They can't restore your soul. Somebody give God the praise. We're troubled on every side, yet not distressed. Sometimes God will let you feel things so you can identify with people to help you. You can't help nobody. You ain't never went through what they done went through. Only you can do is just say, I'm praying for you. Amen. Most people say, I know what you feel. You're lying. You don't know what they feel if you ain't been through it.
Amen.
Glory to God. Somebody give God the praise. The best thing you do need to be quiet and shut your mouth and say, I'm just praying for you.
Amen.
Glory to God. Because you might not know what they feel.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Somebody give God the praise. We're troubled on every side, yet not in distress. Perplexed, confused, don't even understand what's going on, but not in despair. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Cast down, but not destroyed. Sometimes you can feel cast down. You can feel like nobody cares about me. Sometimes children, they feel like I don't have a friend in the world. Sometimes adults, I don't feel like a friend in the world. Nobody cares. But how do you know when you think nobody cares, God cares.
Amen.
Amen. God cares for you.
Right.
Amen. Glory to God. And it's good to know that God cares. And God not only cares, he will send somebody your way and show you through them how much he really cares for you. Somebody give God the praise. Hey,
thank you, Jesus.
Sometimes you can be a person that gives. And you say, Lord, nobody seemed to get back into me. How many God knows how to pour his liquid love down on the inside of you and fill you from the crown of your head to the soles of your feet. Because we think we go here, we do that. Amen. That's a satisfied. Don't nobody satisfy like the Lord. Huh? Hallelujah. I said, yes, nobody can satisfy your soul like the Lord. Not really. They can give you money. They can pat you on the back. They can say, I love you. But honey, if there's a hole down here, God needs to fill that hole. Somebody give God the praise. If a lot of people get that hole filled down the inside up, they won't be crazy and they mad. God will balance them out. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Somebody give God the praise. Persecuted but not destroyed. Cast down but persecuted but not forsaken. Cast down but not destroyed. Always bearing about in the body the dying of the Lord. That the life of Jesus might be manifested. That's the purpose of it. That's the purpose. As I read that the life of Jesus might be manifested. God let us know that I'm touched with the filling of your infirmities. How many know the Lord is touched? God is touched with the filling of our infirmities. Infirmities means our weakness. God is, don't you know God feel what you feel? I mean, it would be really ridiculous to serve a God that don't know what you feel. Because he can't really help you. But the Bible says he was tempted in all points. Talking about Jesus Christ. He was tempted in all points. But yet we're not sin. Well, he was tempted. He was tried just like you were tried. Like you were. If you read the Bible, you can see how they spat upon him. How they railed him. How they said things about him. They just hung him in a disgrace. For he died. He died. He didn't do nothing. But all he did was go around doing good. Healing the sick. Doing good things. know what it is to be talked about. He know what it is to be persecuted. And he knows, you be telling him, Lord, don't nobody know what I'm going through. He does. If you think nobody else don't know, read your word. God knows. He knows to be for somebody to put wrong, say you did something wrong when you didn't do nothing wrong, to do harmful things. He know what that feels like. He knows what it feels like for you to feel alone. Amen. Amen. His disciples was with him till he got ready to be crucified, and then they done fell asleep. This man is getting ready to go up on the crucifixion. He said, can you at least pray with me just a little bit? People will go with you so far, and they got to do their thing. It's their thing. Do what you want to do. So you better not put all your confidence in people.
Amen.
Amen. If you're a person that you're real soul tied, it's not good to be heavy soul tied. It really isn't. Anybody know what I'm saying? When you heavy soul tied, that means you have so many acquaintances and you rely upon everybody. You are setting yourself up to be really hurt. Because if you don't learn it early in your life, before you leave out this world, you're going to be, you. And the more people you connect with and so tired, the more hurt you're going to be. Because people, them kind of hurts, they really hurt. I thought you was my bosom buddy. I thought you was hanging with me. And that same person could take a knife and dig it all in your back. Somebody give God the praise. You better hang out with the Lord. You better let him be your soul closest bosom buddy.
Amen.
And let everybody else be associates.
Amen.
Amen. That's what I've learned to do. I love the saints and I'm there for anybody. But I don't hang with nobody real close to the point where I can't part with them.
Because
that's unhealthy.
Amen.
Even if we have a spouse, you still got to know God for yourself.
Amen.
Glory to God. Suppose the spouse don't want to live right for the Lord. Then if you're not connected with God, then you're not going to live right for the Lord. Somebody give God the praise. You better be connected with the Lord.
Amen.
It's too late in the hour to mess up and go to hell.
Amen.
You all see how this country is going. You read the news. You see how things are going. That lets us know, you reading the signs up there, that we don't have long to be down here. You better make your calling and election sure. I don't know what they're preaching in a lot of churches today. Preaching, amen, contemporary stuff. They're preaching things that people want to hear. I preach what God want me to say. You don't preach what people want to hear. That's to have a lot of people preach what people want to hear. People are not getting what they need to get.
Amen.
And you all be on the bad road to somewhere. Amen.
Amen.
I remember the Lord saved me. Amen. I've been saved like 30-something years. I ain't always been saved. I ain't always, amen, live for the Lord. I used to drink, smoke, cuss, do everything everybody else did. Amen. God changed my life around. And my life has been changed around ever since. Nobody make me. I want to serve the Lord. You got to look. You got to. But see, when you really want to serve the Lord, you will serve the Lord. That's why I say, when you really want to serve the Lord, you will serve the Lord. God don't have a gun on nobody to say, you better save me. You better serve me. He don't have a gun. He don't put a gun on you and say, you better serve me. No. What did he say? Whosoever will, let them come. Amen. What was it? The Bible said, narrow is the way to life. The broad is the way to destruction. It's a broad way. A lot of people's going on that broad way because you can do what you want to do on the broad way. It's your thing. You can do what you want to do. Amen. You can walk with God 1 minute and you can curse and serve the devil the next minute. You can do whatever you want to do on that broad way. But on the narrow way, you got to do what God wants you to do. Amen. And those on the narrow ways is on their way to life. Those on the broad way is on their way to hell. Because it's either God, hell, or heaven. There's no in between. It's hell or heaven. And I'd rather sit up under the preacher to tell me the truth than somebody tell me a bunch of lies. And I take my last breath and I think I'm going to heaven, but I actually went to hell. Somebody give God the praise. Come on and praise him in here. Amen. Glory to God. And it's talking about how we are going through this life with so many things going on. It said we're troubled on every side. Not in distress, perplexed. We're going through all kind of changes down here. Amen. But God said, because you got me on the inside, you are more than a conqueror. God said, I'll give you strength to conquer everything that you need to conconquer. Amen. Glory to God. Somebody give God the praise. Some of us got testimonies that things happened in our life that we thought we was going to lose our mind, but we're still here. Somebody give God the praise. Holly, somebody walked out your life. You thought you was going to lose your mind, but you find yourself still here. Amen. Glory to God. You might have lost that job. Something bad might have happened over this way, but you find out that you was able to overcome it anyway. Amen. The devil tell you when things go bad that you will not get through this and you're not going to get out of it. But oh, yes, you will. The doctor can give you a few minutes and say you got a few minutes to live, and kind of God will I make you outlive that doctor. The doctor be dead before you will. Somebody give God the prayer. God can do whatever that he wants to do, and he's able to do abundantly above all that you think or ask. Amen. Somebody give God the praise. And it says, whatsoever is born of God overcome the world. That's in 1 John. Whatsoever is born of God. 1 John 5 and 4. And 4 and 5th verse. For whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. This is the victory that overcometh the world. Even our faith. Amen. Amen. This is what overcomes. It's going to be your faith. It's going to be my faith. That's what's going to help you be able to get through anything, any type of challenge in life. It's not going to be who you are, how old you are, how much you know about God. It's going to be your faith. It's going to be your faith, and faith means my confidence in God. God didn't say tell you you have to have a whole lot of faith. He just say, amen. You can have just a grain of a mustard seed, but that faith is still supposed to grow. If you've been saved 12 years, you're supposed to be whatever you believe, was able to believe God for when you first got saved. Your faith ought to be strong to believe God for something greater. Yes. Somebody give the Lord a praise.
Thank you, Jesus.
It said, whatsoever is born of God, if you're born again of the water and spirit, and people don't really understand that, but that means you have the Holy Ghost. That means you believe, you went past, I believe in my heart and receive. I believe, you know, how they lead people in the big congregations, you know, you see on TV and stuff. And I want everybody to, some people say, come come to the doors of, the church is open. Well, we got to go past that. Amen. They always open. Okay? The doors of the church always open. Okay, that ain't no power for nobody. Come on now. The doors of the church is open. Okay, now what I'm going to do, I need to know something better than more than the doors of the church open. Because I'm going to need some power when I can't see none of y'all and I'm at home by myself. So I'm going to need some power. Yes. Amen. Shaking the preacher's hand and you ain't getting no power off of that. That power got to be on the inside of you. You must be born again.
Yes.
You must be born again of the water and the spirit that you can't see the kingdom of God. Amen. Baptized in the name of Jesus and be filled with the Holy Ghost with the evidence of speaking in other tongues as the Spirit of God give others. The Lord said, if you be ashamed of me, I'm going to be ashamed of you. Amen. See, when the Spirit of God comes in, it's not so much that it's like we mumble jumble, mumble jumble. It comes to, that speaking in tongues comes to change you. It came to take them devil tongues out of you and put the spirit inside of you. All the cussing, all the hating, all the devilment. And it comes to drive that stuff back to hell from whence it comes. And it makes you a new creation.
Amen.
Somebody give God the praise. Born again. It said, whoever is born of God. God said, once you get the Spirit of God on the inside of you and you're born of my spirit, he said, I'm greater on the inside of you than he that's in the world. He said, in other words, through every challenge that you think you cannot get through, you'll find yourself getting through it and you'll be like, shock yourself, how I'm getting through this. It's how I got over, My soul looked back and wonder how I got over. Amen. You can look back and see and say, I don't know how I got through that, but yes, I do. God brought me over. And God didn't bring you over to bring you right here. He gonna take you further. Amen. Somebody give God the praise. Glory to God. There's no limitation. There's no secret of what God would do. What he's done for others, he would do for you. This is a victory God said, this is the win. The victory means you won. It's winning time. Tell somebody, say, it's winning time. It's winning time. Amen. It's time to win. Amen. Like never before. It's time that them little B.O. trials that you keep crying over about, it's time for you to walk on them trials and go and walk on with the Lord. You should have bypassed some stuff. Amen. It's time for you to wind your hand up like this and wind your hand up, amen, and knock the devil out. Amen. And the only way you can do that is through much prayer. Amen. You ain't got to fight and with people and stuff, argue with people. Just get in your prayer room. Amen. Tell the Lord all about it. Amen. Talk to the Lord about everything. Amen. Go in your power room. Amen. You ain't got to stand there arguing with people and things. Amen. Tell the Lord about everything. Sometimes when I'm talking to the Lord, because I don't have anybody there at this time with me, sometimes I'm talking to God, whatever comes to my mind. Yeah, I might not even be thinking about it, but something comes to my mind, I say, Lord, and I talk to him, just start talking to him. I don't just have to run right down on my knees every 5 minutes. I just go start talking to him about whatever, anything concerns I have. People ain't treating you right on the job. They ain't treating you right. Just start talking to the Lord about it. Don't go. The devil wants you to get back with him. Get back with him. No, let's go talk to the Lord about it. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Somebody give God the praise. Amen. We think about wound up. Amen. Wind up everything. Amen. This is a victory that overcomes the world, even your faith. Amen. Somebody give God a praise. And somebody stand to your feet. Amen. We're done. We said what we're going to say. Amen. And done. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. God always causes us to triumph. In him, amen. He causes us, amen, to triumph in him. Amen. Whatever you got the power on the inside of you. You got a spirit on the inside of you. Amen. Keep that and get stronger in the Lord. And he will give you the strength and power to perseverance through anything and everything. Everybody close your eyes and just reach out to the Lord and just thank the Lord. Lord, we thank you. Come on.